Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time for the Friendship Show. Join the conversation. Every week brings a full hour of real issues, stimulating discussion, and the chance to visit with old and new friends. Sponsored by Friendship Shelter, reaching out to rebuild lives for over 26 years, right here in Laguna Beach, California.
You're listening to the Friendship Show here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. This 60 minutes of community-supported radio is brought to you by Friendship Shelter, reaching out to rebuild lives for more than 26 years right here in Laguna Beach. Before the break, we've been talking, by the way, this morning with Mary Schmidt, the new executive director of Cross Cultural Council here in Laguna Beach. And we were talking before the break that there is a countywide giving day that is coming up in April, and people have an opportunity to contribute to the charity of their choice. But it's a little more special than just that. So joining us in the studio, Barbara McMurray.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
All bushy-tailed you are.
Am I?
You always are.
Just for this 60 minutes. And then I conk out after this.
It is Saturday. You should get at least half a day off.
What is the Orange County Giving Day, this big event that's coming up? You're the expert on this.
I'm not really an expert, but I did go to one of the boot camps. I ventured into Irvine and sat around their big table. And I have to tell you, I'm so impressed with what the Orange County Community Foundation is doing for all of the nonprofits in Orange County. What they're doing, Giving Days are a relatively new method for cities and communities, larger communities, to raise lots of money. It's kind of a telethon online, completely online, pretty new concept. And they're usually run by community foundations. And so we're lucky here in Laguna Beach. We have the Laguna Beach Community Foundation, which incidentally is one of the organizations that will benefit from it's called the iHeart OC campaign, which is coming up on April 21st and 22nd. It's 30 hours of online giving. But basically what Giving Days do is the idea is to grow and democratize philanthropy in communities that are participating. And it increases the visibility and the credibility of community foundations. And it strengthens them, obviously, engages donors, and all the participating organizations get a tidy sum of money that kind of plops in their lap that maybe wouldn't have gotten there to begin with. And I have to say that Orange County Community Foundation has provided lots of training, lots of opportunities to get on the bandwagon. It wasn't, you know, like the door closed if you didn't get in. They've been really banging the drum about this.
And aren't they matching parts of these donations? Isn't that part of the system?
Well, I think Mary knows more about that than I do. They have a ton. There's all kinds of prizes and supersizing donation opportunities. The Community Foundation is not matching per se.
No, they don't match. Actually, the Orange County Community Foundation put in a pool of $500,000, like seed money. And then through this portal, what they're trying to do is elicit other organizations to raise another $1.5 million. So if you can think about $2 million being available to Orange County nonprofits that have decided to actually be a part of this OC Giving Day. It's really absolutely incredible. And it's all it's a social media based outreach. So in other words, there isn't a physical event spot to go to. This
right.
is all through, you know, your phones, your computers, and everything else. So there's all sorts of prizes. There's an early bird incentive that $1,000 goes to each first or five organizations, you know, that go ahead and give maybe in the morning. There's a golden ticket award, $1,000 that will be added to one randomly selected gift per hour. So, for example, if somebody decides to give to the Cross Cultural Council as small a donation as $25, that can turn into $1,025.
Wow. One of the organizations in Laguna Beach, and we'll talk about all of the organizations a little bit. But one of the organizations is the Boys and Girls Club, and we've been talking with them because they're a partner of the Cross Cultural Council. And I have the Boys and Girls Club on the phone, I believe. Let me see if that's true. Good morning, Jason. Are you there?
I can hear you.
Jason, oh, there, you. There you are.
Jason's going, I'm here, I'm here.
Thanks for not giving.
I'm here.
Thanks for not giving up on us, Jason.
Nope, not a problem. Thank you for having me this morning.
Jason, we've been talking about iHeart OC, the Orange County Community Foundation Giving Day. How is Boys and Girls Club gearing up for this event?
You know what? We're really excited to be part of this first ever iHeart Giving OC for the Orange County Community Foundation. And what's great about this is a great opportunity, not just for our small staff to work on this, but for the whole club. So we can get our executive staff, board members, teens, kid members, parents, community, our mentors, our program directors, all on this, where we're going to be on April 21st having an open house that we're going to open our doors to the whole community of Laguna Beach and surrounding areas to come visit us and get to know more about the Orange County Community Foundation iHeart Giving campaign. And to learn more about our club, we're going to have our mentors there to give tours around the club, see the programs in action with the kids being active. We're going to have fun activities. We're going to have some snacks. We're going to have someone guiding people to show how to give for the iHeart OC to donate online. Or we're going to have a station set up so people can come in and learn about it. And if they want to make a donation right on the spot at the Canyon Branch, they can go ahead and do that. So it's going to be really cool, and we're all going to be involved. So that's really going to be a fun thing that we're going to have on April 21st.
So if I've been thinking that I might want to make a donation to the Boys and Girls Club, but I don't really know much about the Boys and Girls Club and what you do and what you need, on April 21st, I can come to the Boys and Girls Club, and you'll have a whole thing set
up
for me?
Yeah, definitely. And it's just to encourage people who don't know our club to also come and learn more about us and just see whatever and everything happens in action, meet the kids, see the programs, talk to the staff. You get to know everything you want to know and what we're doing for this year and what we have been doing over our history of being open for 60 years.
Do you have a goal in mind? Is there something you'd like to come away with specifically?
I just like us to be more involved. I mean, we already are involved with a lot of OC Community Foundation. So our goal is just to introduce more donors and see what we can do as our part to help raise this goal of $2 million for the Orange County Community Foundation for their launching campaign.
Fantastic. There are other organizations in Laguna Beach who are involved in this. Barbara McMurray.
There are a lot, actually.
Are there?
There are. Besides the Boys and Girls Club, of course, Friendship Shelter.
Thank you.
A wonderful organization. Glenwood.
Oh, nice.
Glenwood's full name is?
Glenwood House.
Glenwood House. The Laguna Beach Community Clinic. These are all like really, you know, solid goals.
The usual suspects.
Yeah. And interestingly, the Laguna Beach Community Foundation is one of the
really?
Beneficiaries. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Laguna Beach Seniors and the Laguna Dance Festival, which I'm involved in. They just announced their new season. They're bringing a Cuban dance company here called Malpaso, which is a first on the West Coast. As well as a San Francisco company. So they need money to fund that, of course. And the Laguna Food Pantry, which uses, you know, every dollar that goes to the food pantry expands when they go to the food bank and buy food. It's not like they're paying retail prices. So that is really helpful whenever they get a monetary donation. Laguna Playhouse, of course, and our friends at the Pacific Marine Mammal Center are participating.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's one of our friends
that's
now.
Good.
And the Cross-Cultural Council, of course. And also, I wanted to give you a little... throw out a few numbers so people can realize in a greater context what is possible here?
You can try.
Okay. So this is a new sort of idea, this whole online giving thing. So iHeart OC could accomplish something like what Give Miami Day did in 2013. 2013 was one of the first years that these were done, and that was relatively small. They raised $3.2 million And it was spread among 382 organizations. Silicon Valley Community Foundation.
Please tell me it was $2 billion.
their first time out of the gate, they raised $11.4 million.
Of course they did.
With their first ever
with
Silicon
three
Valley
donors.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was 677 organizations. And there's, you know, I found some data from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation. And they find that the average donation per organization, what you come away with the organizations that they tracked, was $9,256. So, you know, it's kind of free money.
Not a bad
for
these not
organizations.
That's not
we like
a,
that.
A bad day's work.
And each donor. So also, too, it should be clear that donors should know that they don't have to give to just one organization. Right. You can give to 5, 10, 15 organizations. But on average, each donor that the Knight Foundation tracked gave to an average of 1.3 organizations. And the average donation amount was $195. So you could earmark.
Oh, wow.
You know, $250 and spread it out, you know, $50 per organization.
And so I can do that. So let's say now I don't have $250. I don't know where you work, but
I'm sorry.
If I had $100, okay?
Yes.
So if I had $100 and I said, I want to support this cause, then I could say $100, but I want $25 to go to these four organizations.
Exactly.
Or I have $100 divided between every organization in Laguna Beach. I can do that?
I believe the smallest amount you can
25.
Give is 25.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
So 25 is sort of
right.
the minimum.
So then I may have to come up with more than
100. And also, too, so people understand what it is they'll be looking at online, there's an individual portal for each organization. So you would go in and make your donation to Laguna Dance Festival, to Friendship Shelter, to the Laguna Food Pantry, whoever you chose. And each one of those, so it goes... You know, it's not like somebody sitting there going, oh, who was that for again? Shoot. They each have their own discrete portal online that will put the money directly into their little account. And
so at the end of the day, you're saying someone's not sitting around trying to read handwriting going, where is that money supposed to go?
Let's really hope not.
You know, they even have, Orange County Community Foundation even has a 1989 prize. They've been really creative with this.
Yes.
They were founded in 1989, so they're going to give $1,000 to the nonprofit that receives the 1,989th gift.
Oh, awesome.
So they've really gotten creative with this. It's really fun.
They're using that $500,000 so well in terms of just incenting and making it fun. But what's really exciting to me, I've been in fundraising 30 plus years now, and there was a time when we were seen as competitors, you know, that, you can't talk about that organization
like
fundraising.
The pie is finite.
Yeah. Yeah. And what we've learned, and technology has helped us prove, is that a rising tide lifts all boats. And
exactly.
This is just such the spirit of giving will benefit all of our nonprofits, and we don't need to worry that another nonprofit is fundraising on the same day.
Exactly. Exactly. There's enough for everybody.
All right. This all is exciting. When again is this going to happen?
This is happening online April 21st and 22nd. I believe it's, do you know the time, Mary?
It starts at 6 a.m. on the 21st and goes through the April 22nd till noon. And this gives every organization that's participating incredible exposure to, and that's another highlight of this giving day. It's great.
Okay, online where?
oc-cf.org is the Community Foundation.
Give that to us again.
oc-cf.org. Your nonprofit that you support will probably be reaching out to you.
Oh, yeah.
In the days before you're with emails and emails.
Yeah, and you'll
and
be
things.
Seeing the logo everywhere. They've provided us lots of graphic assets to put on our social media. They have a logo that you'll see that you can tailor to your own organization.
Oh, really?
So
is
you'll
that,
be seeing this.
Is that true, Jason? Are you getting your army prepared over there?
Yep, we're getting prepared. We're looking over the toolkits, and I believe hopefully very soon the iHeart OC campaign will be sending us, and Orange County Community Foundation will be sending us all the extra tools that we need that are going to have our link to give to our club for the iHeart OC 30-hour giving campaign. And then we're also going to get more tools, so we're going to get like signatures for our emails, little flyers that we can pass out. So among the tools they already give us, we're going to be getting a lot more very soon.
All
yeah,
right.
And you can go onto our individual websites, and we'll have our URL link on, at least we will, on Cross Cultural Council. We'll have our link there. So we're going to make it really easy and fun for you to give on that day.
All right. As always happens here on Friendship Show, we run out of time long before we run out of things to talk about. I just want to say thank you to Mary Schmidt, the new executive director at Cross Cultural Council, or as we say, CCC now.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations and best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you.
We'll be looking forward to hearing more of what's going on there, and hopefully we'll have you back as a guest.
Great.
Barbara McMurray, always fun to have you around. Thanks for dropping in today.
Thanks for having me.
And spreading the news. Jason, thank you for calling in on a busy Saturday morning. Good luck to the Boys and Girls Club in all of this.
Thank you so much.
All right. You've been listening to The Friendship Show here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. My name is Mark Miller. Dawn Price was here this week. Good to see you, Dawn.
You too, Mark.
All right.
This one goes out to you and yours. Worldwide. I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back on around the way. Seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. I've seen a lot of pain, but I don't want to write a love song for the world. I just want to write a song about a boy and a girl. Junkies on the corner always calling my name, and the kids on the corner playing ghetto games. When I saw you getting down, girl, I hope it was you. And when I look into your eyes, I knew it was true. I said, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. Metaphysical man, but I know when the stars are aligned, you can't.
Thank you for tuning in to The Friendship Show. Join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. for a full hour of real issues, stimulating discussion, and the chance to visit with old and new friends right here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM.